Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. It's always an honor, privilege, and pleasure to welcome back to the program Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, the chairman of the all-important House Judiciary Committee. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Sean. Good to be with you.
Before we get to the important investigations that you're leading up, and they are important, what is your reaction to what's happening with these banks and this proposed bailout of Biden? It sounds like he doesn't want to even ask Congress for the money. What's your take?
Well, we should be bailing people out who are above the FDIC, you know, guaranteed. What the rules are now for $250,000 for FDIC insured. And I think, second, this is driven by the Biden inflation. I mean, this record inflation, my understanding is, and I don't tend to be an expert in finance here, but my understanding is that they had a number of treasuries. People started to – the treasuries had a low interest rate yield, and you know, people came to – there was people wanting to get their money out of the bank, so they're come to take their deposits out. And so they had to cash in a number of these treasuries at a loss because the interest rates are now so much higher than they were when they purchased them. They didn't have the money to cover everything. And so it was sort of like a run on the bank driven by the interest rate inflation that that caused this situation. And, of course, as we all know, the federal government came in and they're in receivership as of Friday afternoon. So the people who have something 250 or less, they should get covered, of course, because that's the rule. But you start covering other folks above that, I think that's scary to go down that road, which sounds like where President Biden might go.
You absolutely nailed it. Certainly Biden's economic and his energy policies caused this rapid increase in inflation, which resulted in the Fed raising interest rates somewhat 1,700% in a very short period of time, in about a year. And you're right, this bank had invested very heavily in 10-year treasuries and mortgage-backed securities, and they had to sell them at a significant loss of money. Now, there were people like, you know, at J.P. Morgan and other financial institutions that saw this coming because they were reading the bottom line. They understood that they had made a terrible investment here, and that this was going to, you know, their chickens were going to come home to roost. What concerns me more than that is like Business Insider's headline: Silicon Valley Bank implosion in a single day could be just the tip of the iceberg. And the Fed's prolonged period of low interest rates created many financial dislocations that are now beginning to start flaring up. We have two other banks now that are in trouble as well. So I've got to imagine that there's got to be grave concern in Washington. And the question I have is, does Joe Biden have the ability unilaterally to make that decision and spend money? Because I always thought any money that is spent has to go through and get the approval of the legislative branch, that's Congress.
Well, it sure does. And I was here, my very first term in Congress was back when we had the last banking crisis, the mortgage-backed securities back in 2007-08, along and through there. And I didn't support that bank bailout, the TARP program. I thought that was a mistake. And certainly that, but that at least went through Congress. It had to get approval from Congress. I remember Hank Paulson coming and talking to Congress all the time. So yeah, the way our constitutional system works is you got the House in particular has to start these spending measures. That's where the founders wanted it, because it was designed to protect we the people, we the taxpayers across this great country. So yeah, he can't do that. But this administration doesn't seem to care a whole lot about the Constitution. And frankly, we've seen that in a number of ways over the last several months, and of course we saw it in a big way last week in a hearing we had.
So I'm watching the new Republican majority move at record speed in terms of investigations that were long overdue, the origins of COVID-19, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Certainly, James Comer's looking into the Biden family syndicate and their financial dealings with some of our biggest geopolitical foes. You inside the judiciary have a number of investigations you're involved in. Including whether the FBI has been politicized and the DOJ weaponized. I've interviewed FBI agents that are whistleblowers, and my understanding is there's a lot more to come. What are the status of your investigations?
Well, yeah, I thought we had a great hearing last week in the Select Committee part of the judiciary, where we had in two of the journalists who had written about the Twitter files. And, just to step back and think about this for a second, Sean, last week in a 48-hour time period, we had Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor talk and say this, and then also send a letter to Rupert Murdoch saying Fox shouldn't air any of the footage from January 6th. The very next day, our committee Republicans release a report from the Judiciary Committee that says the FTC was going after a private company, asking a private company, Twitter, who were the journalists they had contact with. In that correspondence, in that communication from the FTC to Twitter, they listed four journalists personally. Two of them testified the very next day in our committee last week, and in that committee hearing, Democrats asked them who their sources were. All that happened in a 48-hour time period.
By the way, I have two questions regarding this. Number one, does Elon Musk not have a right to privacy, A? And B, Matt Taibbi, who is no fan of mine, even wrote a book, crushing me, he was being hammered left and right.
Yeah. Two Democrats, Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger, but two Democrats who actually value the First Amendment and have now seen firsthand, personally, what the left really wants to do, which is forget the First Amendment and simply go after their political enemies. I mean, this is frightening stuff. All that happened in a 48-hour time frame, and simply because these reporters working with Twitter to expose the FBI and other federal agencies pressuring big tech to limit the information that American people got to see, and maybe most importantly, the information they got to see in the run-up to the 2020 presidential race.
So here's what I'd like an answer to. So we know that the FBI had a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop in December of 2019. Certainly plenty of time to corroborate whether it was genuine, whether it was his or not his. But the FBI also was aware that Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney at the time, also had a copy. So I would assume they knew at some point that this was likely going to be released publicly, or at least parts of it. And so we have the FBI set up, a group of agents, and their job is to warn people at these big tech companies about the possibility of them being victimized by foreign agents, foreign governments, of disinformation campaigns in the lead up to the 2020 election. Now, if you go to the case, you brought this up, and I played it on radio and TV. You brought up the point that in Missouri, the Twitter site integrity chief, Joel Roth, admitted, in fact, that they were told specifically that some of the disinformation might involve Joe Biden. It might involve Hunter Biden. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Joel Roth, in his sworn declaration, says, I met weekly with these folks from from the federal government, these different agencies, DHS, FBI, different agencies. We met weekly. They told me for a year in those weekly meetings that there was likely to be, A, a hack-and-dump operation. It was likely to come, B, in October. And, C, it was likely to involve Hunter Biden. And I'm like, now, how did they know? I mean, because they got the time, the method, and the person. They got them all right. Now, maybe they get the time right, because, as I said in committee last week, every 4 years we expect some October surprise. But they had the method and the person. They knew it was going to be a hack and dump. It was going to happen in October 2020. It was going to involve Hunter Biden. How were they clairvoyant? I mean, how did they know? Well, the reason they know is what you just pointed out, Sean, is because they had the laptop, which they knew was authentic, and so they know it's out there, and it's likely that at some point that's going to get public. So they could set this all up to make sure it got depressed, the circulation was pushed back on, and it didn't get out there, and then big media followed what happened with big tech, and big media didn't cover the story, and we know, just as sure as we're talking, that had an impact on the 2020 presidential race.
Now, they've had the laptop of Hunter for nearly 3.5 years, and there's been no action taken. Can you explain that to me?
I can't. I cannot. No action from, you see nothing from DOJ, FBI. You see, frankly, nothing from Treasury, because, you know, as you pointed out, Chairman Comer is trying to get a hold of the suspicious activity reports, which he believes there are around 150 of those. About the banking transactions that were going on with the Biden family business operation. So I do not know. Again, I think in some ways it just underscores what we've talked about for so many years now, this double standard. You know, we saw it with the classified documents where 91 days before the election, the midterm election, they raid President Trump's home, and then they have the same situation with Joe Biden before the election. We don't hear anything about it until after the election. So,
And yet they knew they did it all before. They knew all about it before the election, which would have been fair.
Yeah.
And the person apparently heading up the FBI effort to be in touch with big tech companies, did that person write a thesis that argued that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election? Is that the guy that was in charge of this whole operation?
Elvis Chan, his graduate degree thesis is on this very subject matter. Of course, he was interviewed in the case of Missouri versus Biden, where now Senator, then Attorney General Eric Schmidt was in that case, along with our former colleague Jeff Landry, Attorney General from the state of Louisiana. And you go through that deposition, you learn the pressure. Now, they always say, the FBI says, well, we didn't tell Twitter they had to do this and these other social media companies they had to take things down. We just told them what was going on, and ultimately it was their decision. But that is BS. The idea that they're meeting with them weekly, we have emails where they said, we think these accounts, these tweets violate your terms of service. I mean, those are the kind of things they were sending to these big tech. And the idea that they had to make that they got to make the final decision just doesn't square with what the pressure and the frequency with which they were meeting and asking big tech to do things.
So let me ask this. We saw what happened in 2020 with Hillary Clinton, and no prosecutor would prosecute and deleted emails. Nothing happens to Hillary Clinton. We have the laptop from hell. They've had it for 3.5 years. And yet I read almost on a daily basis that it is imminent that Donald Trump will be indicted in New York, likely in Georgia, and maybe somewhere else on some other issue involving, I guess, the special prosecutor. My question is, do you believe that's the reality? Is that where we're now headed, in an area we've never been to before, where they're going to indict a former president and a presidential candidate?
Boy, I hope not. But I tell you this, I never thought we'd see them raid the president's home like they did. Back 91 days before the midterm elections, back in August of last year. So it's unbelievable what President Trump and his family have had to endure, this nonstop just attack on them from clear back in 2016 when, you know, when he was first running. So, all the way through Mueller and everything else, the impeachment on the crazy phone call, which is ridiculous. But this is today's left. And if you have a left that thinks that you shouldn't follow the First Amendment, that it's okay for Democrat members of Congress to go up to ask two members of in the journalism world, two accomplished members, frankly, award-winning journalists, to pressure them while they're under oath to give away their sources. I mean, I guess I don't know what we shouldn't be, surprised at now from what we see from these folks. So let's hope not. But this is today's world. It's why
it seems like a fait accompli to me. Do you read it the same way?
I hope not, but it looks like that may be the case, particularly in New York, as I saw some things last week with the grand jury and all, with that state case in New York. Maybe that's going to happen there, but again, let's hope not.
I don't even know what the charges would be about. It has to do with, I guess, a non-disclosure agreement payment to Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, I think that's the case, yeah.
Do you think that this is on purpose to prevent Donald Trump or maybe to force him out of the race?
Oh, I think he's running. I don't think it matters what, I mean, it matters, but I don't think it matters in the context of whether he decides to run or not. He's running. He said he's running. And if there's some kind of crazy indictment that happens, I think he's still running. And I think, the American people understand what's going on here and they appreciate what he was able to do while president. As you and I have talked about many times, Sean, I think he accomplished more what he said he was going to get done than any president, certainly in our lifetimes, but maybe ever. And that's what so many people appreciate. I was in West Virginia the other night talking about President Trump, and people all across this great country get what he did for our country and how, you know, the line I like so much because it's so true is he says, they come after me, President Trump says he's at the rally, said, they come after me because I'm fighting for you. And the country understands that and appreciates that, that attitude that we had with President Trump.
Scary times if we politicize our justice system and weaponize it, and we have two standards of justice in this country. Pretty scary, and I know your committee will get to the bottom of it, in spite of opposition and little cooperation. Jim Jordan of Ohio, we always appreciate you being with us. Thank you, sir.
You too, Sean. Take care, brother.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T, .org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. All right, as we roll along, 800-941-SEAN, our number. We'll get to your calls at the after the news at the bottom of the hour. You know, add to this, you know, these issues involving these banks and this promise now to pay it all back, which even the FDIC doesn't even have. They have less, about half of the money to pay back. And then Joe Biden declaring the taxpayers won't be on the hook for a single penny. Oh, great. And then on top of that, the $7 trillion budget, the 5% increase in income taxes, the taxes now he proposed for small business, you know, nearly doubling capital gains tax, dramatic increase in corporate taxes, taxes on unrealized capital gains. I mean, this is a prescription for an economic disaster. Straight ahead.
Holding them accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your calls coming up momentarily here, but these really are tough economic times. This banking collapse is far deeper than the average person is telling you, and it should concern everybody on so many levels. And in spite of, oh, blame Trump, blame Trump, blame Trump, it's not blame Trump. Had they wanted to change the system, they had every opportunity to. And Barney Frank sits on the board of the bank and lobbied to get the exact change that they're blaming Trump for. You can't make that up. One way to absolutely save money, though, is from our friends at Pure Talk. You get the same cell service as Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. You get the same exact cell towers, the same exact 5G network. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year for the exact same service. And that's a lot of money in these tough economic times. You get blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text for just $30 a month. That's real money in your pocket. And Pure Talk is so certain that you're going to love their service. They back it up with their 100% money back guarantee. There's no contract to sign. So instead of giving your money away for the exact same service, this is one way you can save real money. And it only takes a couple of minutes of your time to do so. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now, money in your pocket for the exact same service. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. All right, let's get to our phones. Drew is in Ohio. Drew, how are you? Glad you called, sir. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Sean, good afternoon. Hey, I just wanted to give you a quick shout. You're a great American. Thank you for all that you do, and may the Lord continue to bless you and your show.
Thank you.
A real quick shout out to Jim Jordan. I mean, I'm from Ohio. I think he's doing a great job. All the stuff that he's doing with the weaponizing of the federal government, he's telling a great story for America to wake up, and to everything he said about the hack and leak and everything he's doing. He's just opening up our eyes, and he's just doing a great job, and he's making the Democrats like Miss Plaskett and Miss Garcia, I believe is her name, and Jerry Conley, they're just making them look angry and bitter.
I think he's been doing a phenomenal job. He's been with us every step of the way. He comes on radio, as we just had, and TV as often as we ask him. He's just laying it all out there. Now, tonight we have Joe Tacopina on the program. He's the president's attorney. And, you know, shockingly, it looks like it's very real that there will be indictments and an indictment handed down to Donald Trump on what would always be a simple misdemeanor case. Now, if that's not politicizing justice in America, I don't know what is. Going after one man, one company, one family, and campaigning on it, as has happened in New York, with people that have enormous amounts of powers, is very chilling to me. I would not be surprised if Fulton County had the same results as well. God forbid if your last name's Trump or if you like Trump, you're in trouble. Scary.
Sean, did he say that the FBI paid Twitter $3.4 million?
3.5, I believe, is the number. We don't know if other big tech companies were paid. The timeline is very revealing. The FBI had Hunter's laptop in December of 2019. They were very aware that the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, had a copy. They were very aware that it was likely going to leak before the 2020 election. This task force set up by the FBI to have weekly conversations with big tech, warning them about them possibly being victims of disinformation, that really did take place. And specifically, when you look at the Missouri case, when Eric Schmidt was the AG in Missouri, and he's now a senator from Missouri, in that case, it's very revealing, because even the Twitter site integrity head, a guy by the name of Joel Roth, said, yeah, they specifically mentioned these disinformation campaigns may be about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden. Well, that sounds like they were priming big tech for what they knew would likely come out, and that is Hunter's laptop. And that led to the censorship campaign in the weeks leading up to the presidential election. Now, if that's not putting your finger on the scale of an election, I don't know what is.
And where does that $3.4 million come from?
Nope, from you, the taxpayers.
Yeah. Wait,
they don't make money out of thin air. I mean, it was laughable today to hear that this is not going to, the taxpayers are not going to be bailing out the bank, but we're bailing out the bank. Oh, you guys going to all reach into your own pocket and pay the billions of dollars to bail out these banks? Are you kidding? We're paying for that.
Getting old.
It's getting old. It's getting old. Listen, on China, Russia, Iran, you know, it's I'm getting very worried on the economy. I'm getting very worried. And if we don't change the course we're on, the predictable result is right there in front of us. You don't have to be a political scientist or an economist or a foreign policy leader to figure it out. All right, my friend, God bless you. You do have a good man in Jim Jordan. That we agree on for sure. Thomas in New York. Thomas, how are you? Glad you called, sir.
Hey, Sean. A couple of points. First, on Joe Biden proposing to raise taxes on the rich. You never see Democrats raise taxes when they control the House, the Senate, or the presidency. It's only when they control two-thirds of the government. Here are two examples. Go back to 2008. Obama on the campaign promised to raise taxes on the rich. When he gets elected, he has the House, the Senate, doesn't raise taxes, actually extends the Bush tax cuts. President Biden for 2 years had control of the House, the Senate, doesn't propose to raise taxes. Only when the Republicans take over. The Republicans need to stop saying, hey, this is going to hurt the country. It's going to hurt a middle America. You know, the rich pay more than the people that don't pay more. What they need to do is they need to say to the Democrats, okay, why is it when you guys are control, you don't raise taxes? The Democrats don't want to raise taxes. They want to use it as a talking point during the election that the Republicans are for the rich, because when they're in control, they never raise taxes. And the Republicans fall for it. They need to call them out on it.
I don't see this Republican House falling for it. I don't see it at all. That is dead on arrival. These massive tax increases and this insane $6.9 trillion budget. I think it's dead on arrival. It's not going to happen.
But Sean, my point is, when the Democrats are in control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they never propose to raise taxes. But
that's not true, because they did in the last Congress, and that's where the taxes went up on oil, gas, coal, pensions, and corporations. So they successfully,
but not on individuals, not on their rich friends, not on the individuals, not on the millionaires and billionaires they're talking about taxing, on individual people.
Well, I hate to tell you, but you only have 50% of the country that even pays income tax. The other 50% pays next to nothing. And if you look at the top 1%, they pay over 70% of the bill. The top 10% over 90%. Anyway, appreciate the call. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Randy in Arkansas, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Great to have a chance to talk to you from the free state of Arkansas.
Thank you, my friend. What's going on?
I just got a quick question for you. I want to know who was the judge's name, or were there more than one judge for the FISA court?
Yes, the answer is the FISA court judges are picked directly by the Chief Justice, in this case, John Roberts, and there is a term in which they serve in that capacity, and then they move on to other judges. How many, was there more than one with the four? I believe there actually was, yes.
Well, the reason being is the guys got, the people that presented this were basically getting away with stealing.
Lying to a judge, yeah.
You know, but the judge has got the ability to pull their butts back out on the carpet and say, hey, you lied to me. You know, he's the one person that could hold these people accountable.
If it, listen, that, actually part of the law even goes further than that. If, remember, the top of a FISA application says verified. And if you find out later, remember, like people like Comey and Rod Rosenstein and all these people that signed these FISA applications, you know, were asked by Lindsey Graham, all of them, knowing what you know now, would you sign that FISA application? They all said no. But if you discover part of what you used as information or evidence turns out not to be true, you have an obligation to immediately inform the FISA court. Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe was the one that said, without the dirty Russian disinformation dossier paid for by Hillary, they never would have had those FISA applications approved. But remember, in early October, they offered Christopher Steele $1 million if he could verify his own dossier. He never collected because he couldn't verify it. By the end of October, they used it as the bulk of information to get the FISA warrant approved. So they knew that that to me shows intent, that they knew damn well that what they were presenting was not true or not certainly not verified. Now we know it's unverifiable.
Right. That's correct. But I've done kind of a little search.
But you got to understand, they're Democrats and they have nothing to worry about.
I was wanting to know who the judge was. And if you do a search there, I don't think this is common knowledge who was presiding over this FISA court.
At some point, I remember looking and talking about it. I just don't remember the specifics of it. I mean, we got really deep into the weeds in this. And certainly that was one thing. Those judges that were lied to had every ability to bring them back in court and challenge them.
Right. And
By the way, you see, but if it's you or me or Donald Trump or somebody with the last name Trump, they would have gotten called back in.
Right. Hey, well, Sean, come to Arkansas and take you fishing. We'll forget about all this politics stuff.
Yeah, listen, there's plenty of days I wish I was in Arkansas fishing with you, my friend. Thank you. All right, quick break. Right back for our phones, 800-941-SEAN. Our number, if you want to be a part of the program, Steve Moore. Our economic guru at the top of the hour as we continue.
Three hours a day is all we ask on the Sean Hannity Show.
So please join us, but just don't be late.
Sean Hannity is on.
All right, as we continue, let's get right back to our busy phones. Denny is in Iowa. Denny, how are you?
Thanks for taking. I've listened to you for about 20 years, and I record you every night, so I appreciate what you do. You're a real veteran to our country.
I appreciate your vote of confidence. I can't do it without you, and I never forget that. Thank you, sir.
I'd like to talk about the unrealized tax that they brought up again. And
unrealized capital gains tax, yes.
Yes, and Steve Moore is a real expert on this, so I wish you would verify it with him. They talked about in the last couple of days how that's going to affect the stock market and buying stocks and whatnot. You know, we've heard the phrase, by 2030, you will own nothing, and you will like that. And I always wonder, how are they going to do that? And if they apply this to personal property, this is how they're going to do it. And it's going to affect Democrats, Republicans, everybody in the country.
Well, Steve was on last week. He's going to be on at the top of the hour, more about the banking issue. And just so people understand, an unrealized capital gain is an investment. Let's say you have 1,000 shares of McDonald's stock, and it's worth $100,000, and you bought it at $800,000, right? I'm sorry, $80,000. So the government would tax you on what the value is at the end of the tax year, and that would show a $200,000 net increase in your wealth. Again, a capital gains, this is money you've already paid taxes on. So, but maybe by the time you sell it, it's only worth $50,000. Do you get your taxes back that you paid? And why does the government get to keep it that long? This is insanity.
Yeah. Well, let me apply this to our personal property. Let's say I have a house that's worth $300,000, which is probably below the national average. And inflation kicks in, and all of a sudden, in 1 year, my house is worth 10% more. I have to pay personal property taxes, or I have to pay taxes on $30,000 because my house increased by $30,000.
That would be, your math would be dead on correct, sir.
So how many people, you said a little while ago that two-thirds of the people are living paycheck to paycheck. Probably half of those people own homes of some kind or another. How are we going to kick in another $600 a month to pay that tax?
And I am guessing for practicality purposes, they'll probably have to remove, prime residences from that requirement. But if you owned a second home, it probably would kick in there.
Well, I hope so. And that's what you need to verify. And to carry this further, if it does apply to everything,
remember, there's no bill to read yet. So I can't give you an answer because I don't know for sure.
Let's say we have a career farmer that's owns 2,000 acres, which in the breadbasket of America is reasonable. They may be second generation, and this land is worth $10,000 an acre. And this increases by an inflationary 10%.
And it's their primary residence. They would have to be an exemption for farmers or ranchers, or we won't have any farmers and ranchers. It's going to be like Yellowstone, the series. They'll want to come in and take it, come hell or high water. I don't want to cut you short, but you're making great points, Denny, and you're thinking, you know, you're thinking the right way. You're understanding the massive impact this is going to have on our economy, and it's scary. It's just downright scary. We have Steve Moore at the top of the hour. We'll talk to him about this. Obviously, the banking, you know, collapse and so much more coming up. But you raise good points. Thank you. Hey, listen, the number one killer among infants is still abortion. If you believe in the sanctity of life, if you're pro-life, you're going to love this group, Preborn. Now, they have a website, preborn.com/Sean. That's their website. And what they do is they don't get any government money like Planned Parenthood. But they're using the science of ultrasound, especially new technology ultrasound, and they give free ultrasounds to expecting moms. And they find that people that might be leaning towards abortions, when they see what's growing inside them and they see fingers and toes and facial features and hear a heartbeat, that the odds are much, much higher that they're going to bring that baby to term. Anyway, once people hear that heartbeat and see those fingers and toes, I'm telling you, it's amazing. And their goal, by the way, is to stop the nearly 1 million abortions every year in this country alone and use the science of ultrasound to save these lives. Anyway, if you'd like to donate to this great cause, it's only possible because of your generosity. Just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or on their website, preborn.com/Sean, and you are going a long way of standing by your belief in the sanctity of life.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. And many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.